Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Chayim Hilchos Shabbos, Kal Hey. We're starting a Siman Ches, and with this we're going to be starting the halachas of halachas neiros. And we pointed out that the series on Tosafos Shabbos and halachas neiros is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need shiduchim. So the Chayim here introduces to us the mitzvah of halachas neiros Shabbos. There are two reasons behind the mitzvah of halachas neiros Shabbos. The Chayyim will touch on both of them as we go along. One is because of Shalom Bayis, a house which is dark. People will trip. People will get hurt. People will get angry. It will rip apart the happiness and the simcha which is in the home and the Shalom Bayis which is there. Now, that's one reason. So halakha's neiros, remember the point of it wasn't to have nice neiros to adorn the candle-lit meal, it was to have light in the house, as opposed to being sitting in the darkness. The tzedukim believed that one would have to sit in the darkness on Shabbos. And Chazal specifically said that that's not correct. We have a mitzvah of halachas neiros. It's a mitzvah that the house should be lit. I said it's one reason why we light neiros on Shabbos. The second reason why we light neiros on Shabbos is because it enhances the meal. It's a kavod Shabbos. So besides the issue of Shalom Bayis, we do not want to have something which is going to damage the Menuchas Shabbos and the Shalom and the Bayis. There's a second reason that it is kavod Shabbos. And Oynig Shabbos, it is much more pleasurable to sit in a meal where you can see the food. The Gemara says that person's pleasure from the food is based on the fact that they can see it. So since we know there's a mitzvah of Oynig Shabbos to enjoy the meal, so there's a mitzvah of neiros to be able to see the food, to enjoy it. So both halachas are true, and the bracha can go in either one of them. So the chiyuv of Shalom Bayis is mechayev us to have lit lights throughout the home in such a way that people will not trip, etc. So person leaves a light on in the bathroom, person leaves a light on in the hallway, person leaves a light on, a nightlight in the bedroom, so you can see your way around. All of those are part of the mitzvah of halachas neiros Shabbos. And there's a separate mitzvah to light neiros Shabbos where the makom achila is, where one is eating, to enhance the meal. Part of the question nowadays is what exactly is our halakha doing? The halakha of the wax candle or the oil candle. We have electric lights, so we're really mekayim this need for Shalom Bayis and for the illumination with that. And the answer is really that one should light the neiros, the electric lights, the kavod Shabbos as well, for the purpose of halachas neiros. And Moshe Zatzal held that one can fulfill the mitzvah of halachas neiros with electric lights. So even if one disagrees with the Marisha, it still would be appropriate that even if you're not going to be yotz in the mitzvah with that, it still would be appropriate to light the electric lights in the home as part of the process of illuminating your home that you should enjoy Shabbos. So above and beyond that, the fact that the meal has a presence of candles there does enhance the meal, does make it more enjoyable, a candle at dinner. Even it's not just leading a candlelight, but there's a certain elegance and beauty which comes with the presence of candles. Many times a person goes to a chasana, the hall is lit, but they still have candles lit on the tables as some way to beautify the decor. So that all that goes into the mitzvah of halakhas neiros as well. So that even though it's not the actual illumination, there's an enhancement of the covenant of the Shabbos with the neiros. But again, with that being said, it should not take away from the idea that the illumination should be lit the kavod Shabbos as well, which means the electric lights, even if one holds it, one does not yotze with them, the electric lights should be lit the kavod Shabbos. So the Chayyim says that the person has to be yiyanizim oid b'halakas neiros. The person has to be very careful about halakas neiros Shabbos, and bizmana, that should be done in the proper time. Should not be done late. The mitzvah chala ben al nashim. The mitzvah is not limited to women. It's a mistake that people make. The Chazon will talk about that in the next siman. That the primary mitzvah, we have a choice between a man and a woman, we give it to the woman. However, the man has a key of hadlakas neir just as much as a woman does. So a woman will not be lighting, a man has a key to light. A man has a key to make sure there's illumination throughout the house, whereas the woman is lighting in the dining room. That's what the woman is doing, is being moitzi to the man in his chiyuv. Filo ein lemos, sarach lishol al apsochim kir lahadlik. This mitzvah is so important that a person is impoverished. So normally we say a person is impoverished. He's an oinus. He's patur from the mitzvah. If he wants to go lifnei mishur sadin and ask for tzedakah to be able to do the mitzvah, he's allowed to do so, but he's not mechuyev to do so. But when neiros Shabbos, it is so important. Chazal said that one must, if necessary, beg for money to be able to have the money to cover the cost of the illumination on Shabbos. This is talking about the actual illumination. A person would have money to pay for electricity in their home, but not doesn't have enough to buy candles. This halacha would not apply because the house is illuminated. But in a case where the house would be dark otherwise, Chazal said that that's so unacceptable that even though normally we do not, one is not mechuyev to beg for money to be able to do a mitzvah. In this situation, one is mechuyev to beg for money to be able to do the mitzvah. We'll clarify more points as we go along. Meanwhile, have a good day.